Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of January, Sunday morning. And I've entitled this video this morning, Truth Telling. We're living in times where it's very difficult to do this. Very difficult. We just get so much disinformation out there, don't we? So much. And so in a time when truth-telling is more about information selling, not truth at all, it's about something totally different. How do we validate the truth? How do we discern what is truth and what is false? What is fake and what is real? Have you ever talked to someone and they've told you a story and you've said something like, it just doesn't add up? You know, there's something not quite right about this story. Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad that we have the greatest truth teller of all times revealed to us in his holy word, the Bible. The greatest truth teller of all times is Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus is not only a truth teller, but he is also the personification of truth itself. Greetings to Rick Vitorek, greetings to Christopher, greetings to Walt Stickle, Louise Greaves, Mark Kennedy, Dave Baxter, and all the rest of those people. Adiola Sogman from Canada, Ashley Kinney from Australia, and all the rest that will be listening on different platforms. Greetings to you. And it's good to know that we serve the greatest truth teller of all times, isn't it? It's wonderful to know Scripture. You know, with all of this going on right now, with the election on in our world, when you're so censured that you can't even use certain words on social media platforms without being taken down, you know, it's a travesty whenever people try to control another person to that extreme. It's total mind control. It's Marxist communism. That's what it is. And it's not going to surprise me whenever one of these days I wake up and I find that I no longer am on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and other platforms. So we've developed a little website. I don't know how long that will be up, but it's LarryPhillips.com. Larry W. Phillips, all lowercase, LarryWPhillips.com. And so we will be posting some of our videos on that platform until they take us down on that platform. Who knows? Because it's who owns the servers, it's God who controls the content. And sometimes the private independent servers out there like Gab, they are being attacked from all angles. But the truth is, Jesus Christ is the living, eternal Son of God who came into the world and gave himself a ransom for many. And he ever lives to make intercession for his people. And he went to the grave, but he came up out of that grave and he ascended back to heaven and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. and he's coming again for his people. That's the gospel in a nutshell. And for his people who have been given the faith of Christ, they've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world. They've been predestinated unto adoption. Get out your Bible and read it. Find Ephesians chapters 1 and 2 and read them. Go to Romans 8 and read it. Go to Romans 9 and read it. Read the Gospel of John. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. John 6:37 says, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. We have many precious promises in the Bible to realize that Jesus Christ was victorious while he was here on this earth. His victory came in death and the burial and resurrection. If he had not raised from the dead, we would be yet in our sins. There's no greater truth to know that Christ rose from the dead and that he's coming back again for his people. So regardless of what's going on around us, let us just realize that we are serving a truth-telling God. Scripture says it's impossible for him to lie. So if you're looking for truth, go to his word. Don't go to fake news. Don't go to don't go to political parties. Go to Christ. Amen. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.